Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics, apps to help small businesses. Can small business fill the new voids created by Walmart closings? Phrases bosses use when firing workers, and the small business that won a contest for a Super Bowl ad. Those stories and more after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, there's been an explosion in apps designed to help you better your small business. The Wall Street Journal has a list of a couple of the ones available that can help run any small enterprise on the go. For management, there's one called Slack. It lets users set up instant group or private chats and direct messages and drop in files, videos, or images. They can also quickly search through archives, chats, and files by term, person, date, or category. Another one is called Yaldi, Y-A-L-D-I. Allows you to track key performance indicators, such as cash flow or customer acquisition costs. You choose your industry, and you can use the preset indicators or select your own. For sales and customer service, there's one called Perch. It collects a host of social media content onto one screen for easy viewing, all of your own posts and promotions and those of your competitors. And finally, one called Perka, P-E-R-K-A. It lets small businesses set up customer loyalty programs and track shoppers' purchases automatically, a digital version of the traditional punch card that buyers present at checkout. Well, Walmart is expected to finish closing 154 stores. One of them is a supercenter in tiny Winnsboro, South Carolina, population 3,500. Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer says after 17 years as the town's retail linchpin, a handful of locals are hoping there could be a silver lining for the community in the form, perhaps, of small businesses. Sarah, what'd you look at?
Yeah, Winnsboro is one of 12 towns where Walmart is closing a supercenter. It's part of their plans to close 154 stores in the U.S., which is the first time they've ever closed stores all at once, that many stores all at once in their entire history. And so we looked at how it's going to affect one of the towns, Winnsboro, which is in South Carolina, outside of Columbia, and how things will change in town. And I think things will change quite a bit.
All right. Explain kind of maybe the oversize impact or presence that Walmart had in a place like this Winnsboro, South Carolina.
Yeah. When we talked to, I talked to several town officials and residents and Walmart store employees. And basically Winnsboro is interesting because it's a town that, you know, is not too far from Columbia, which is the capital of South Carolina. And so Walmart set up the store there in 1998. And at the time, it appears that that was really part of Walmart's sort of classic real estate strategy, where they like to saturate kind of a ring around an urban center, not actually go into the urban center, and then wait for population growth to come to them. There was a Mack truck factory at the time in town that employed about 1,000 people, but that factory left in 2002. Population growth from Columbia really didn't spread all the way to Winnsboro. And so it's a town that has, you know, had a pretty, has been struggling for jobs. So when Walmart came into town, some businesses shut down. Some other business owners I talked to said it actually helped because it kept people shopping in town. And so, you know, they didn't leave to go to Columbia to shop, basically. But that was the, that is the place to shop in town. That's the biggest store. It's the only sort of place to get, lots of items like clothes or a lawnmower and things like that.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Her piece is called, As Walmart Closes, Town Looks to the Future. Yeah. All right, so looking to the future now, I'm hoping that others see opportunities as Walmart leaves. What's the story?
Yeah, no, there's some, you know, I think there's a lot of leaders in town who hope that there will be some opening now for other businesses. I did talk to a local real estate agent who has held, has been trying to fill two vacant buildings. One was a Food Lion grocery store and a Goodies department store that shut down in recent years. And he said it's been really hard to fill those buildings because everyone is afraid of Walmart. He said, you know, now that the big gorilla is out of the yard, maybe we will have some luck. That's what he told me. So that gives you a sense of how Walmart affected the town.
So you said there were about 12 super centers in these towns?
In the U.S.
That are shutting down?
Super centers across the U.S. that are shutting down in different types of, you know, you can, looking at the map, you can sort of get a sense of perhaps what's happening. Often they're in areas where the economy is not good, where there's already job loss. There's probably a reason why, you know, these locations haven't done well for a while.
Yeah.
But in those towns, this in many ways adds insult to injury, right? Because this is a big source of jobs. The super center can employ, you know, 200 people, which, like in Winnsboro, a town of 3,500, that's a lot of people.
Thanks, Sarah. Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Coming up next, the small business that won a contest for a Super Bowl ad. Well, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do that you do today. You may have heard Twitter's announcement that four of the company's top executives were leaving the company voluntarily. The media had a field day with news of the departures, saying that these executives were really fired. That got MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill thinking, what are the words and phrases that bosses use when they fire you without actually using the word fired? Katie, what are they?
Here are one of the five most common. So we internally polled a bunch of people, our staff, saying, you know, what do you see in these emails? He's leaving to spend more time with his family, number one. That's said probably the most common. She's taking some time off to work on her book or another project. So often they say, you know, it's her book, or she's going to, you know, whatever, start a blog, something like that. He's taking some well-deserved time off is pretty popular. She's leaving the company for health reasons, and he's decided to take his career in a different direction, but then they don't mention what direction that is or a new job. So those are the most common we see in those emails where the CEO says, you know, such and such executive is leaving to spend time with her family, and you all wonder what really happened there.
And those are executive excuses too, because those are people likely who have golden parachutes, right?
Yeah.
Wants to spend more time with the family. Yeah, great. Hey, you know what? I think for the next 3 months, I'll just kick back and we'll go to the beach every day. Like, who does that? Other
right,
than somebody
he has the money to do that.
Yeah,
first of
exactly.
All. That's definitely a cushy executive way of saying whatever the reason they parted ways. For the rest of us, not happening.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'd love that. Sure. Right. Let me have that.
What are some of those other phrases?
Okay, so here's phrases when you're getting fired, the things that your boss might say that are not exactly the words you're fired or canned or axed or something else that might make you, you know, burst into tears. Okay. Very common. We're letting you go. We're downsizing, or my personal favorite, we're right-sizing, which I swear if someone said that to me, I would just gag. Gag. You're no longer needed at the company. Here's another one. We're going in a different direction with your position. And you're like, what direction is that? You're just putting someone else in my, you know, my job that I have right now.
Yes.
You're dismissed. We're asking you to resign, which means basically you have no choice but to resign. You've been selected out of your job.
Oh, I haven't heard. What is that? You've been selected out?
Selected out of your job.
No, we're speaking with MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. She's got a story about phrases that bosses use when they're firing you without actually using the word fire. I get the sense that this is like tiptoeing around some legal stuff or wimpy supervisors who just are afraid to say it.
Both. So, yeah, I mean, I think just in the way that this world is now, employees, they're very afraid of how employees will react.
Thanks, Katie. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill, who's based in New York. And finally, yes, of course, there will be beer ads and pickup truck ads during the Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl 50 featuring the Broncos and Panthers in Santa Clara, California. There will also be an ad for Death Wish Coffee, a company based in Round Lake, New York. They have a dozen employees. Death Wish Coffee beat out more than 15,000 small businesses in a competition held by Intuit, the software maker, for a 30-second spot. Packaged in a black bag with a skull and bones label, the highly caffeinated brew is sold in a handful of stores and online. Watch for the 30-second spot during the Super Bowl for Death Wish Coffee. Congratulations to them. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback, too, on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or perhaps SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.